in order to truly, truly enjoy Diablo 3, you essentially have to have no life. It's been about a month since the game's been released, and playing online, I've seen characters level 50 and level 60 and whatnot, and my poor barbarian through 27 hours and 56 minutes is only level 32. So when you think about it, I've been playing less than an hour a day, but I'm still dedicating 45 minutes a day of my life to this game. And I still really haven't reaped the benefits of gameplay. Sure, I've designed some armor, I've got some pretty cool weapons and whatnot, but when you're playing multiplayer and you're seeing these people in level 50s and 60s and whatnot, it's just a completely different ballgame. And when you think about it, it's very similar to World of Warcraft, that the more time you spend on the thing, the more fun the game is to play. But let's be honest here, there was a ton of hype for Diablo 3. We're talking over a decade between the release of Diablo 2 and Diablo 3, and was it worth the wait? In my small amount of gameplay compared to many other people, I would have to say absolutely yes. I'm a sucker for dungeon crawlers, for those, you know, Mode 7 action RPG hack and slashes, and it hits a nerve. It's just got a great story, great, like, old school, like, Lord of the Rings D&D type story. It's just a lot of fun. The production value is awesome. The cinematics are fantastic. I do have to say that the in-game graphics themselves are nothing to marvel at. What I mean by nothing to marvel at, are they bad? No. The lighting effects are nice, and the colors are pretty cool. But overall, it looks like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 on steroids. If you're running the game on a really good computer, if you're running it on a MacBook Pro, you're expecting the game to look like an Xbox 360 game. I mean, the cinemas do. The cinemas can hold weight with any console game out there. But the actual in-game graphics, I expected a little bit better. However, at the same time, there's so many things to do. There's little side quests in addition to the real quest. You're messing around with weapons constantly. You're constantly exchanging weapons and armor. And you're upgrading and you're using the jewels. And you're crafting things. The user interface is very simple. Everything is done rather easily. Even if you're on a Mac and you have to like program your Mac to do the right click, everything works the way that it's supposed to. Combat is fun. Combat is easy. The game itself is not easy. It gets pretty hard at times. But again, it's worth it. The game is absolutely worth every dime that Blizzard charges. However, at the same time, the first week or so, getting online was a hassle. It was a pain in the neck, and I've encountered several problems while playing, such as checkpoints not being loaded properly, and having to replay things that I've already played, and it's just not fun. It's not fun to deal with things like that. The fact that you have to be online the entire time playing, for the most part, a single-player game, that's not fun either. And I understand why they did that, to kind of stop piracy. But at the same time, it's still not fun to deal with. You're playing a one-player game, and then you have to deal with stuff like that. You have to be online to play it. Probably wasn't the smartest thing that Blizzard could have done. Also, what I don't like is it'll be 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm looking to play for 25 minutes. 30 minutes before I go to bed, and I just want to up a level, or finish a side quest, or just get to the next checkpoint. And it allows like my friends to basically jump in my game whenever they want. And I'm not saying I'm antisocial or whatever, but I'm just saying that you have to be in a certain mood to play multiplayer, and allowing people to just jump into your game, it kind of takes the fun out of Diablo. I mean, I played Diablo 1 and 2 and played by myself. You know? This game, yeah, it's fun multiplayer, but it's more like, it's like reading a really good book. Yeah, you'd like to talk to people about that book and stuff, but the experience of just reading it and being in that world by yourself is better than sharing it with others. This game in itself is like a Kit Kat bar. Yeah, it's big enough to share, but why would you want to? Why wouldn't you just want to keep it all for yourself? So, overall, I would have to say that Diablo 3, through the first 27 hours and 56 minutes, has been a worthwhile experience. The graphics, while not being mind-blowing, suffice. They're solid. The sound is fantastic. The control is incredibly simplistic. You'll be working your mouse finger pretty well. Tons of right clicks. Tons of 1, 2, and 3s, depending on your attributes and whatnot. And you'll have fun while you're playing it. Again, it's better if you don't have a social life. Depending on how many zits you have on your face, you'll probably like the game a little bit more. But overall, it's an accessible, fun RPG with tons of gameplay options, tons of replayability. There's no reason to ever essentially stop playing this game.